section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Dick Shooter, Idaho, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, new name list, IBWIP Spaghetti Western, What's Up in E-Smoke, an interview with Grandma, and a triple venti half-sweet non-fat caramel macchiato with your co-host Big E, Nani, Heartland Hearthrob Brett Conlon, and me, clever nickname Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 210 of It Burns an IP. I am your host, the podcasting god. More, I want more. Much, much better. Folks, we are listening to episode 210 of A Burn Some IP, and we are glad to have you. We're glad. What I want you to do right now is, first, I want you to take your top off.
This robe.
Go ahead and leave your underwear on. Find a pillow that's been, you know, hasn't been tampered with yet today, so it's nice and cool.
Yeah.
So it's nice and cool. Take that pillow, put it between your legs so you can, you know, between your knees, and lay on your side. Okay? Put your earbuds in and just crank it up, because you're going to laugh, you're going to cry.
Crank it up, fuckers.
You might even somehow touch yourself inappropriately.
Ooh.
But I can't guarantee it. I'm not going to guarantee it.
On the toilet.
Hey, don't knock it until you've tried it, because it really is good. I suggest everyone try to masturbate on the toilet. Your balls hang down. It's great. Do your balls hang down.
Do your balls a favor.
Throw them over your
masturbate
shoulder.
On the toilet.
Word. All right, folks. Let me introduce my gang for this evening. We're a gang.
We're a gang.
Posse. Tonight we're a posse.
Awesome.
The James gang? Can we be the James gang?
I don't know.
Do I get a knife?
You can. You know, you get breast knuckles.
Beat us.
Almost sound like you said breast knuckles.
You get breast
Jesus.
Knuckles.
30 seconds in.
Jeez.
30 seconds.
That inappropriate comment comes straight from our head of security, vape expert, and male model, the one and only Big E.
Is that a model for the USPS? Is that what you mean by male model?
No, like you go to the mailbox and stand there.
That's
a
what
male
I mean.
Model.
A male model. I model mail. Yeah. This is your mail.
Like on the box of a mailbox that you buy at the store, he's the guy,
you know,
modeling.
Right.
The little
logo guy they have that's like this. Like, put your mail in here.
Yeah. Big E for scale.
Our next guest co-host is known for his bathroom pics and his shower drinking pics on Snapchat. He's number one hit. Get leg up. Here he is, Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlon.
I love you, Brett!
Yeah, so do I!
Brett, can you sing a couple of bars from your hit song, Get Leg Up?
Yeah.
You gotta get that leg up. You just drank a shower beer. Gotta get that leg.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you. It sounds a lot better on the CD. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yes. Leg up.
Oh, thank God Nani's here. All right. She is more than just a nice rack. She's also a perfect. She also has a. She also has a perfect face.
Oh.
Hashtag.
Oh, thank you.
Nani.
I'm going to make her cry.
He doesn't just say that. He does not just say that.
She's more than a woman.
He's never told me I have a good face.
Well, you do have a good face.
Now that you got his haircut, do you think he looks. I mean, you. Now that he's got his haircut, would you have sex with him?
Someone better have
Brett
sex with me.
I will.
I would probably.
Have you had sex with him since you got a haircut?
Me, you, and Brett can have a menage
a trois. I don't think he's had sex, but he's sold lots of used Kias.
Ikea Redable. All right. He is just a couple of weeks away from his first real paycheck in over a year and a half. Let's give it up for hashtag rename Jason.
That's not entirely
that
accurate.
Look on your face.
You're like, what?
I'm not a crumb bum. I've had a job.
I just thought
he had a very successful business.
You had a job. I just thought maybe your brother just gave you cash every week. I didn't think he actually had.
No, there's a direct deposit situation going.
FICA and everything came out.
Excuse me?
He had the 401k.
FICA you, buddy.
FICA you.
That's some bullshit, man. I do this show for you free every week. Fike you, man.
Okay, well, obviously, I need to work more than 15 minutes on the intros to everybody, because obviously now people are getting offended. I thought that they were short, sweet, witty. I thought they were kind of funny. I thought Nani's was excellent.
She had a great face.
Thank you.
She does.
She almost had the perfect face.
Well, the problem with men nowadays is they look at a beautiful woman like Nani and they don't see your sense of humor.
They don't see past the butthole.
They don't see.
When I first met her, that's what I really thought. I was like,
let's see that butthole.
I bet you she's got a nice butthole.
Let's spend a couple minutes to talk about that.
Let's see that butthole.
Now we're talking about
butthole. We're talking about my butthole.
No, not yours.
Not your butthole. Jesus.
We want to talk about the first meeting. You don't have to give dates because that would...
Oh, yeah.
You know, but we don't need that specific, like what date it was.
What kind of meeting are you talking about?
When did you first lay eyes on each other first time? When did you first feel a spark? Nani, why don't you tell us the story, because I'm sure it's going to be more appropriate than Brett's.
And face-driven.
Well, yes. Okay, so I mean, the very first time probably was at Punk Fest when I was the MC for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Is that what they call boobs nowadays?
What is Punk Fest?
When I was the boobs for
Brett,
it.
You know, the whole time you're
telling. The look Brett keeps giving me is, I'm just fucking asshole.
No, I'm waiting because like we're supposed to name the boobs. In the last show, I
never named the boobs.
We never named them.
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
I think Brett should
just call them frickin' frack.
Frickin' frack.
Good and great.
What a compliment for a lady's breast.
But
what is Punk Fest? Can I ask what that is?
Oh yeah, that's what it sounds like. Punk Fest in Normal.
What is a
usually
Normal?
Usually, it's like the. It was at the Firehouse Pizza Pub in Uptown Normal.
Is it like an all day event? Just a bunch of punk bands coming through. And you're the how'd you get that gig?
My friend, who actually puts it on, Germ, he asked me to go ahead and do that all day long, and I got free beer and pizza.
And a gondola.
It's not bad.
Just like the bands got
somebody
free beer
touched
and pizza.
Her boob.
Yeah. And I
what made
was
you,
there
what made
all day.
You, what drew you to him? What did you see him from across the room and say?
Well, I mean, that was the first. This was like.
Want him to motivate.
This was like probably like a year. Or so before we actually.
No, I just want to know about when you guys first saw each other and said, "Hey,
be whole."
The first time, are you wanting to know the first time they consummated?
No,
is that what you want to know?
When did you? When did it spark? When did Brett tell us when sparks flew? That was a boring story by hashtag Nani.
Okay, so we met then and we talked for a while, and I was putting on another show at the Firehouse. And I was like, oh, she's an excellent MC. And I was like, you should be an MC
Thank
for
you.
This show, too. Mm-hmm. And she's like,
can you do a rap for us?
Not that kind of MC. Get me drunk and doing karaoke. I could do some Dr. Dre.
Eerie.
Okay, so you were putting on a show.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, Nani, you should be the MC for this show, too. And she's like, oh, my God, I totally don't know if I can do it, but here's my phone number. And she's like, call me any time. Anytime. Even if it's late
so that was
night.
Your in. So that was your in. When he said, when he gave you that you just shoved that, you shoved that phone
I
number right up
that
in him.
She did. Number.
Like, I want to show this guy my B-hole.
Yep.
She did. Do you do emceeing or any kind of announcing for the roller derby? Like,
no.
So what? You have no experience
I'm
in doing
too busy. No, none at all.
Okay.
And I was just asked to do it that day.
But Brett saw something in you. And he was hoping it would be him eventually. Yeah.
I think so. I think so.
That's awesome. Yes. That's a good...
The whole time that they're telling that story, all I can picture is the little video that I seen on Facebook that said it went from 0 to 100. And it was this couple sitting at a nice little kitchenette. And instead of like talking about the first time they met, it was like the top first time they had sex.
Oh yeah,
we can talk about that all the
okay,
time.
Okay, you can talk about it, or you have talked about it.
We talk about it amongst each other.
Yeah,
apparently
we can talk about it.
You guys are nodding and like yes.
Think about it this way: nobody listens to the show.
Yeah,
true.
But
except me, and I'm on it. And yeah, so again, so
it must be memorable for them to be looking at each other. Oh yeah, I know what it was.
Because we actually were like, actually we were talking about this. We've been talking about it recently because we're like. We know it's sometime last August, 2014. We can't figure out the date. But
are you going to celebrate that somehow?
Probably just have sex again.
That's good. I mean,
so, the second time.
Yeah.
I think the first anniversary is paper.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's good.
And it's just been roses ever since.
Of course.
Oh.
That's lovely.
Makes me want to throw up.
Mm. Jeez.
No, just no. That's great. That's great. I'm glad to see you two happy.
Me too.
And you too.
Thank you.
Did you see that? Did you see that?
I know what you're doing.
I'm sorry.
You can't help it.
I can't.
We all believe you're a heterosexual guy, okay?
We know you like breasts.
It's not that I like them.
You love them.
Watch ahead.
Want some more of them. Am I right, guys?
Look your face right in them.
All right. Well, we've been working on the hashtag. I don't transition well. Hashtag rename Jason. Not getting a lot of responses, but one person put a lot of effort into giving us some ideas. We do have a list of ideas. Jason, will you tell us a little bit more about those ideas?
Yes. My daughter, I have one child, and she is 9, and she takes a very big interest in this because this is the second time I had long hair, and the first time I got it cut, she was like 3 or 4, and she used to call me Daddy Hair So Long.
Daddy Hair So Long? Where have you been?
She was really freaked out when I got it cut short. Because when you make a dramatic, if you have a big beard or something, you shave it off, you make a dramatic change in your appearance to a child. Like, a kid's kind of off-put by it. But this time, it didn't really shake her, but I said, you know what? He's like, why do you have a bag of your own human hair at the house?
Dad, why? Can you explain this to me?
And I said, well, we're on the show. We're going to rename me since my name had to do was Locks of Love Jason. It had to do with my long hair. And now that we've got it all cut off, and the person who cut my hair thought I was a weirdo for putting it in a Ziploc bag, rightfully so. We're going to give it away to the person who renames me. She says, well, I want to name you. I'm going to come up with some names. And I was like, okay, go right ahead.
Look at that. A 9-year-old is contributing to the show. Where's everybody else at?
Yeah.
She's never even listened to it, but yet she's contributing to it. People listen to it all the time, not contributing.
She wrote this list up. She disappeared in her room for a while. She's actually, I know most people probably say it's about their kid, but she's very intelligent. She writes books all the time. She's always working on projects. And she went to her room, hid away for a little bit, and came out. And it says, Names by Lorelei. And she, in quotes, she or in parentheses, she puts, The Sushi King. That's what her nickname is, a.k.a. The Grass Ghost. The first name is Shorty Lori. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't understand where any of these came from. I don't know what they mean.
I'm like Shorty Lori.
Shorty Lori. The next one is Suski Now Short. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I don't know what that
– I like it.
Suski, it reminds me – I see Wookiee in my head when I see that, and I feel like it's Star Wars related. I don't know. Suski Now Short. Third one is Short Hair Soldier.
I'm a soldier.
Maybe she's looking. Maybe she's watching Captain America. She's like, that dude's got a high and tight. Maybe that's what my dad looks like.
I wish my dad was a hero. But he's instead a
of
hero.
Instead of a bum. Number 4. And this only goes to 5, so I'll not. Rocking new hair.
Rocking new hair.
Is that like your Native American name?
Yeah.
Rocking new hair.
I'm an octoroon. I've got one eighth Navajo in me.
Wrecking new hair.
For me.
For what's that? Get out of town. And the last one is, as many of you may know, our small business went under. We moved it. We're moving it to Normal, and I'm going back to my old job where I was an assistant manager at a hotel. It's the Hampton Inn. So the fifth name is Hampton Inn Look, which is pretty accurate because I knew if I went and talked to the owner, which I did a couple weeks ago to get my job or interview, whatever, I knew if I went there with the long hair, he'd be like, oh, just drive back home. I don't even want to talk to you.
Right.
So she nailed it.
She's smart. She knows what's up. She's like, you're not going to get this job if you wouldn't have done that.
That's
so. Right.
And that's the last one. But at the bottom she put, because I think at the time we're like, if you rename me, we're going to send you my hair. And then we'll send you pictures, like you had mentioned earlier. Right. So she, at the bottom, she wrote.
Wrote?
At the bottom, she wrote.
I can tell why she's so intelligent.
Murder, she wrote.
Well, here's the thing. I've been drinking for the past couple episodes. And words start to run together. So what do you think about that? At the bottom, she wrote. I hope I win. I hope I win that hair plus pictures.
Aww. Very good.
So very
sweet. Well, thank you, Lorelei, for contributing to the show. Yet again, a 9-year-old contributing to the show.
She's in the lead. We haven't gotten one.
No, one.
But she's got 5.
Yeah, I love her 5. Name, by the way.
It's not a real name. We made it up. It's not real.
We want to protect her identity.
Protect her.
Her mom is about ready to give birth. We're thinking, what are we going to name this kid? And her mom watched Gilmore Girls, as I'm sure And she's like, so you're pulling this name from Gilmore Girls. She's like, no, I'm not naming it after Gilmore Girls. It's just I thought about it from Gilmore Girls. It's like, oh, that's the same thing. You're telling me the same thing.
She just worded it differently.
Right. But it is a good name. It's beautiful. She's a good girl.
So we'll hear. This is for Lorelai's contribution.
Ah, she'll love
it. A little fanfare.
Yeah. Just let her listen to that part.
I don't think there's any cursing during that part. Nope. So we'll let her listen to that.
What else we got on the docket here? You want to talk to Nani some more? We did talk a little. We already did talk. We talked a lot about. You want to talk about roller derby?
About the roller derbying?
Yeah.
We at the last show, I know we plugged it a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Well,
yeah, we did.
But
okay, well, the first time.
The first time what?
You know what?
The first time.
Let's just throw this.
Ever I saw those boobs.
All we're gonna do is talk about. Nani's first time.
Every first time.
Oh.
We're all just singing songs.
It feels like the first time. Come
on. I could tell you when it felt like the first time.
First time what?
Jeez. What?
Yeah, sex. With anybody?
I think she's saying that Brett's got a big Pepsi can dick.
How did you get
soda can Brett Conlin?
I got a new name.
Yeah,
wait, I was new.
So quick,
Heartland Hard On.
Heartland Hard On.
How did you get into derby?
Just
I was emceeing one night.
I was just walking down the street one night, and this cool cat came over.
He said, "Hey, I got a sandwich."
Was like, "Hey, you want to join that roller derby?" And I was like, "Hells yeah, I do." And then I did, and I helped start it.
Did you?
Go ahead.
Whoa.
Jinx.
Yummy Coke.
Mountain Dew.
Yo, him a mountain of cocaine.
Were you like, good at roller skating anyways? And it was
kind of. Like, I skated when I was a kid, roller skating all the time.
Is it difficult to roller skate?
No, not at
all.
Do
you have good balance?
Yeah, totally.
We've talked about it before. Have there been any changes? Is there a lot of turnover in your group since we've last talked?
We are looking for new people, definitely.
Is it true that 90% of the women are gay?
No, actually.
She confirmed some of this last time.
Yeah.
I think, too.
Actually, no. A lot of us...
Are they single?
A lot... There is.
Are they attractive?
A lot of them like the soda can.
I was looking at the Facebook page earlier.
Are you spreading that soda can?
Not my soda can. Other guy's soda can.
I was looking at the Facebook page earlier. There are a lot of cute girls out there.
Yes.
On that team. We said conservatively, was it like 25-30% gay? And then there's a lot of bisexual tendencies too?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's definitely bisexual tendencies.
I think we should try to. Is there any possible way we can get a list of available girls and so Jason can review their profiles? I think that would be a perfect match. A roller derby girl and Jason are so opposite sides of the spectrum. I think it would make perfect.
I tell you what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a real bitch.
Oh Jesus!
No, I want to stay single for now because we're gonna go. We're gonna do the Let's Get Personals. I think in a couple months I get back on the
didn't
dating.
Say you had to get in a relationship with them.
I just like fuck one of their mouths.
Go to bed, Lorelai.
Hi-o.
Okay.
You're like. I mean, you were talking about fisting earlier, so
yeah. Just casually bring up fisting with your teammates.
Mm-hmm.
See who's into it.
Yeah.
Just make a little note.
See who's
pass
it
over to me.
Yeah.
Are you into fisting?
I'll provide the fist.
Can we do one of these shows from one of their roller derbies?
You
know.
Thank you very much.
We've got a lot of road trips set up. We got to figure out some plans.
Yeah. Oh,
you guys are booked.
You guys, you guys could be broadcasting live.
Exactly.
From a derby
coming to you live.
That'd be bitching.
Will they
and Jason
up,
could
though?
Be getting arrested for harassing all the derby girls.
Hey, whoa.
They'll love you.
They asked for it.
Everybody's very welcoming.
Why would they love me?
They would love you. You're very charming.
Can me and Jason do the color commentary? Like, whoa, took right into the wall.
They would. One of them would.
That was his audition.
I guess
we're not going to be doing it.
Do you have announcers? Do you have announcers?
We do. We
but it's,
have.
It's a family friendly event, though. We would have trouble with
it
that.
It is. It is. So can it's
say
hard.
Cunt?
No.
Can we
say cunt?
Could we
you
be like?
Can't fucking say cunt.
Can we be? Can we possibly have our own little thing and have our own microphones and stuff and just be.
In the corner.
I will definitely look into that.
Oh, we could be like the interview people.
Oh,
like the sidelines.
Like,
the sideline, the locker room.
Yes.
I'll be the locker room reporter. I'll sacrifice. Blake,
I'll do it.
Blake,
you don't have to do it.
Blake, I'll do it.
I'll get in there.
I mean, there are two teams, so there are two locker rooms. So
true.
See?
Punch it in.
You guys could Skype each other
My wife
each locker room.
My wife wouldn't approve.
My wife. Okay.
My wife.
I think, okay. Well, this is a little ditty we've done quite a few times. This is episode number 9 of IBWIP Spaghetti Western. And we need to find out what's going on with our good pal, Dick Justice. Rolling, rolling, rolling.
When we last left Dick Justice, he had returned to Hatchet Wing, Texas. But everything was very different.
Nope.
Nope.
Keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen.
Wow, this is good.
There we go.
Okay, let's just start this over again.
Yes, all over again.
Edit point?
I will edit, yes, 2041.
So this is episode 10 now we're doing of the...
yep.
That was a very brief update.
When we last left Dick Justice, he had returned to Hatchet Wound, Texas, but everything was very different. No longer was it a booming western town. It had transformed into some futuristic space station. Justice had been captured by the droids of the evil Darth Madar and taken to a modified version of the jailhouse Justice once remembered. There, he ran into Princess Leia, who reminded him of his one true love, Peggy. We rejoin Justice as he is escorted to the holding chamber by droid DTF 1-0-0.
So, droid DTF 1-0-0, you've been working here a long time?
You are not authorized for that classified information. Please face forward and continue down the hall 7712C.
Come on, droid DTF 1-0-0. I'm just trying to make a conversation here. I'm sure some friendly chatting won't gonna get you in any kind of trouble.
I was created in 3017. Darth Mater had made me after he took over Hatchet Wound.
And that Princess Leia, what's her story?
Again, you are not authorized. Now please, enter your cell.
But wait, I need to know more... Fuck my life. But wait, I need to know more about Princess Leia.
A few days passed, and Justice had been unable to find a way out of the cell. He had a feeling that Princess Leia had some kind of connection to Peggy, and he needed to find her. As he continued to look for a way out, he heard a ruckus coming down the hall.
Hey! Hey! Get your paws off me, you metal meathead!
Unauthorized prisoner are not to speak. Get in the cell.
I'm going! I'm going! Oh, you have got to be kidding me! This cell is unacceptable! Look at these window treatments. They are hideous. And who is this sorry excuse for a cowboy?
The name is Dick Justice, and I'm the former law dog in this town. But the real question is, who the hell are you?
Well, cowboy, I'm Han So-So, interior designer to the stars. Literally, the stars. If you're the former law dog of this town, then why are you stuck in this drab, tacky jail cell?
I was kidnapped by Darth Mater and brought here.
Oh, the old unauthorized trick.
Exactly. Unauthorized. Now quiet.
You gotta help me get out of here, Han So-So.
Honey, I don't want to be here either. I'll help you, but you gotta do something about that cowboy getup. Just let me make a call.
You have a phone? They didn't strip search you?
Nobody strip searches me unless I want to be strip searched.
Gigi Baka here.
Hey, darling. Hans here. I need you to help me and my new cowboy friend get out of this sorry excuse for a jail cell. Can you crank up your spaceship thingy and get over here, darling?
I'll be there faster than Reba McEntire wardrobe change.
Simple as that, honey. Now brace yourself. It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
A few minutes later, Justice and So-So heard a loud explosion and a ruckus down the hall. They knew it was their time to escape.
Alert! Alert! Unauthorized attack!
Now, Justice! Now!
But I don't have a weapon or anything.
OMG! Here, take this one and just get you up to speed. They're called lasers now, not guns. Now go!
What about you, Han So-So?
I'm going to cover you. I got your back. Go!
Now to find Princess Leia.
Rolling, 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 rolling. Well, Dick Justice find Princess Leia. Will he come face to face with Darth Vader again? Will he once again become the sheriff of Hatchawoon, Texas? Tune in next time for the harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Same Dick time, same Dick channel.
Oh, Lord,
so good.
Those lasers.
Those lasers. That Chichi Baca.
Chichi Baca.
Obviously, all of us are just sitting here in silence listening to this pre-recorded thing. And I close my eyes, and these sound effects, I'm a million miles from here.
I felt like I was, I could have been at the IMAX.
Take me away.
Yeah, that was the attention, was make people feel like they're at the IMAX.
You did it. Or they did it. The people who make that did it.
The people over here.
Who is it?
The people over there. The people from everywhere watching the show.
Gather around.
Paying top dollar because they know when I'm on the stage, I'm in a motherfucking rage. What up?
Where's
Dustin?
Why don't
you get the 12 gauge and show them how easy does it?
So you folks want to
make something
rapper?
Up, you can step up, run up, get up, what's up, sucker? You want some of this? Then you a stupid motherfucker.
You're getting ready for the NWA movie, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I feel like we should be on a yacht.
Huh?
I feel like we should be on our yacht right now.
Why would we be on a yacht?
Because you're...
Streets of Compton.
Yeah.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker. Take a look at me.
You're like P. Diddy or something.
Right? Oh, T-Pain.
Easy,
are you trying
right?
to do a Dr. Jerry? Yeah, Snoop Dogg?
I'll go get that boat. We'll play a song.
Oh, yes. Song. So... We're going to listen to here Nothing But a Mule by Matthew McKinley.
Podcasting is still in its infancy, and we are on the revolutionary first wave of podcasters making our mark on the digital world. Or perhaps it's more like a stain. Maybe we're making a stain on the digital world.
That's
pretty funny.
It's pretty true, actually. We'll be back, folks.
but a mule now, baby. Get up in the morning and I plow. I ain't nothing but a mule now, baby. Get up in the morning and I plow. I hope you got a good night's rest, darling. We gon' be plowing around here for a good, good, good long, 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 long. Wow.
Long while, baby.
Oh, it has. Hasn't it been a long while?
Been a while.
Thanks, Matthew McKinley. You're the tops. Hey, formerly Locks of Love Jason here for IBWIP. You know the saying that the world is always getting smaller and that everything is accessible? It's a lie.
It's a big time lie.
You think you can tweet the Tonight Show and Jimmy Fallon will tweet you back?
No.
No. If you're lucky, his assistant's intern even sees it. Here at the IBWIP International Headquarters, we're all about interacting, and that's a two-way street. Drop us a line on Facebook, Twitter, Vine, or Instagram, and we'll hit you back. While you're at it, subscribe to IBWIP on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio for a free weekly content update, and check out our YouTube page, PiaVision, for all the previews and vape reviews you can handle, mister. Want more? Well, we gots more. Go to IBWIP.com to leave comments, and we have our entire back catalog at your fingertips for free. Now,
no
on
charge.
With the show.
No monies.
It costs less than that taco that you ate.
No monies.
If I was
that taco cost me $0.
And it's less than that.
Someone will pay me.
Yeah, we're giving it to
eat
you.
A taco and listen to past episodes of IBWIP.
Blake, if you were at home just listening to this show, how much would you pay per episode?
I honestly, the laughs I get out of it, I would pay $5 an episode.
Easily.
And I would think I was getting a deal.
And how much are we asking?
$0.
We need to start our own Patreon page.
What's
Patreon? Patreon is a place where people can go and donate money to people who like podcasts. I'm not going to. There's another podcast I listen to. They've been around for a long time, about as long as you've been around.
Been a while.
And they're like, hey, you guys love this show. We give it to you free, but we need your help.
Well, it's funny you should say that because we have a donate button on at IBWIP.com that people just click on it and they can donate.
Right.
Is it funny that he said because it's in the vein of what you just said or because no one's ever clicked on it?
Nobody's ever clicked on it.
Okay, that is funny.
I tried to hit the donate button. It told me I could not donate a gondola.
A gondola?
Yeah.
Come over here and touch our tits.
It said you cannot send a sandwich through the computer, sir.
God damn, we're sorry. He would accept it.
Modern technology.
When will technology catch up to
our
needs?
He would accept it. Damn goddamn dollar.
Someday you'll just be able to push a button and the gondola will show up on the...
You'll be able to 3D print it right in your stomach.
Yep. All right.
You don't even have to eat it.
Yeah, folks, we got another podcast. If you think this one's horrible, try this other one. It's called The Song Inside It Out. It's where we take artists and we interview them about a specific song of theirs. We just got done releasing the Possessed by Paul James interview, which is awesome. And we talk about the song The Color of My Bloody Nose, where he says... Baby, fuck you.
He says that probably 57 times.
Does he reveal the color of the bloody nose in the song? You have to listen to find out.
You have to listen to it to find out.
Can I guess what it is?
Okay.
Purple,
no.
Oh, shit.
Crimson? All right. Crimson and clean.
And on August 18th, we are releasing another episode, brand new, Justin Wells, formerly a Fifth on the Floor. We're going to talk to him about his song, Shotgun. And that was another awesome interview. And... by the time you hear this, we'll have gotten. It's already confirmed, but we will be having Willie T. Willie T. Taylor is going to be interviewed, and he's going to be talking about the song "Hummingbird."
How old is that song? Is that like a new song?
No, it's a few years old. And the thing about that is, Willie T. is the last of my bucket list for interviews.
You've never interviewed him before?
No. So it's been very difficult getting him and Possessed by Paul James, but I got him. And
how'd you do that?
I'm the podcasting fucking God.
God damn God. Right.
And the thing is artists are interested because
you're
artists,
podcasting Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, hey, well, you are.
I would say Jesus as an J? Artist that we love to talk about ourselves.
Well, but this is different. Like this isn't like every other interview. You know, can we interview you? Sure. Blah, 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 blah. You know, just every interview is kind of the same thing. You can only ask so many questions. Right. Artists are really interested in talking about why they made a song or what made them, you know. And so a lot of artists are even messaging me and saying, hey, you know, I'd love to be on a show. So
something new.
If there is a artist or a song in particular that you want to hear about, email us at thesonginsideandout@yahoo.com, and we will do everything our due diligence. Please don't ask us to get Sturgill Simpson. I've tried. There's nothing else I can do except kidnap him.
Can I ask something real quick here?
It's been a while.
You're doing it's like 6 or 7 episodes into the song. Is that right?
Yeah. Six or seven.
Have you ever had Brett Conlon on the song?
When Brett Conlon gets off his ass and gets his new album ready, we're going
to
do it.
Didn't he sit right next to you on a recent interview for the song?
Yes, he did. He sat right next to me.
It'd be sitting here right in front of you. Could we just do it now?
And there's one thing that Brett Conlon knows when I do interview him. What does he need to say to me often during the interview?
That's a great question, Blake. That's a tremendous question, Blake. Yep. I can't believe that you would come up with a question like that. No one has ever struck a chord with me like that, Blake. Yeah. You are the greatest interviewer of
all time. It's happened quite a few times.
I thought he was going to say, Blake, I did not sleep with your wife.
Oh, I should probably say that, too.
Admittedly, I'm new to this scene, and I don't know a lot about this music, but I have listened to every one of them, and I've liked every one of them.
Right. Well, thank you, sir.
They are good episodes.
Here's your $3. And don't forget, folks, all you vapors out there, RockyTopVapor.com and ShockerEliquid.com are our sponsors. I don't know why they continue to be our sponsors. They should know better by now, but they continue to enjoy us, and we continue to enjoy them. We want you to enjoy them. And what's the best way to make you enjoy them? Give you a promo code.
Money off.
Go to RockyTopVapor.com or ShockerEliquid.com. Use promo code IBWIP20. You know how much money you get off?
I'm going to guess 10.
20%.
20%.
What?
You got that one right, Mr. Conlon.
I do not know my vape facts, but I know my discount facts because I am a cheapskate.
Every dollar you spend, you're saving 20 cents. Closer to getting to touch Nani's boobs.
That's right.
So definitely go over, order something. Because you'll save money for a gondola is what I'm trying to say.
Brett's the closest. Brett's the closest.
Right. Gotcha. It's almost like you could see 20% of them right now. Yeah. Put in a promo code, you can see
20%.
Oh, you know what? I got a great idea. Okay, so I've been thinking about doing a 24-hour podcast straight, 24 hours straight.
Okay.
And I have a great idea. We get a cardboard cutout of Nani.
Yeah.
We take the picture of her naked, and then we put
Nani.
Like every
he's talking to Brett.
Every hour it goes down. Going,
every time we raise a certain amount of money, we peel a part of it off.
Yeah, okay,
that'll keep him listening. It is an audio podcast, so nobody's nobody's going to see it except for the podcasting.
True. Thanks a lot, asshole. I had it right until then.
Well, wait, hold on. No. You've gotten a lot of vape mail, so we got another review coming up, don't we?
Can you leave? When you packed up your things and told me good evening. Now I can't hear a word, I ain't hardly breathing. Well, you went and quit me, now I can't quit my drink. And a bartender asked me, what do you think? I said, heaven may know and heaven may care. The one thing I wanted was you and me here. But now you're gone and you left my heart bare. Hell if I know, oh hell if I care. You got your hands in the air, your hips moving slowly. You got that white skirt on, it's making me lonely. Going home with your new one and only. Hey girl, I just can't watch you smile no more. I know it ain't me. You close that door. Oh no, 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 no. I said heaven may know and heaven may care. One thing I wanted was you and me here. But now
if I can.
That vape just fell at the perfect time.
That was Hell If I Know by Fifth on the Floor. I tell you what, though, guys, they're first on my list.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, Blake,
yes,
you've been getting a lot of vape mail.
It's coming in droves.
You have been texting me on a daily basis about this.
Yes.
What do we got coming up right now?
We'll go old school. This is the way the song should sound. Intro violation, but that's okay.
Up in smoke, that's where my money goes. In my lungs, and sometimes up my nose.
The Cheech and Chong version. Not that fucking stupid ass other version. I'm not going to talk about it. All right, folks, we have our specialty tonight. Our special vape review comes from Recovery Sauce, and this is recoverysauce.com. This is the one that that Scotty Too Hottie, Big E, took care of and got lined up. So,
yes.
How did you find out about them?
Instagram.
You saw them on Instagram. Yep.
And a lot of the ones that I contact are on Instagram, and I just go out and say, "Come on."
All right, we have Nani with us. She's going to be holding our bottles.
Bottle.
Now, this is a very interesting, you know, and Jason, we've talked about this before and on the show, is a lot of these vape lines, they have a theme to them.
Yeah.
And this is Recovery Sauce, and I didn't think anything of it, and I started reading the names of the flavors. And I was like, this stuff kind of sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Days have passed.
Days have passed. And I was like, acceptance. That sounds familiar. Amends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yep.
Character defect. Oh, that sounds really familiar.
Do they have 12 different flavors?
No.
I don't know.
That would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
And then they have humility. So basically, the theme of this is all these are...
Is the Lord's Prayer in there anywhere?
Yeah. I don't know. On the back, maybe.
Submitting to a higher power.
So,
do you get a chip if you smoked them for a year?
You know what? That's a good idea. Recovery Sauce, you should send a 24-hour chip.
Yep.
And I'm not making fun. I've been sober for 13 years, and I don't know if these guys are sober people or if they just thought...
It's all a gimmick, right? It's, hey, what cool thing can we throw in the mix to get people interested?
Even if it's not cool, that's cool. If you're a friend of Bill W., that's cool. So first, acceptance, and Nani's going to hold that bottle up. Acceptance.
Yes.
Now, this is a sweet and creamy vanilla custard, lightly spiced with cinnamon. And I'll give this one to you, Biggie.
I had this one in my tank for a week, and I tried dripping it first. It was okay drip. I get a better flavor out of my star tank here. I liked it. You could definitely taste the custard, vanilla custard, and there's a nice subtle cinnamon at the end.
Nice. On the exhale?
On the exhale, yeah, it's pretty good.
Cool.
I enjoyed it, especially out of my tank.
Brett, what kind of what do you struggle with when it comes to acceptance? What do you have trouble accepting?
I have trouble accepting that I can't eat more than one taco that Jason gives me.
Mm. Okay.
That's, I have trouble accepting that.
Very specific.
Wow, you might fall off the wagon, so be careful with that.
I know Blake has trouble accepting your story with kissing mom.
Yeah, about you and my wife. My wife.
Well, that's...
All right.
That's hard to swallow.
Yeah.
Her words.
Yeah, mine. And this next one. That's hard to swallow.
Pepsi can, Dick.
Recovery's like, oh, great. You
rim
guys,
shot.
Thanks a lot. recoverysauce.com. See you later. No. And the second one is Amends. And this is an exciting twist on a lemon-lime soda. Combines a mixture of berries and lightly mentholed for a refreshing flavor experience. Now, so this is their menthol.
Their menthol.
And at first, when you first inhale it, it's like, oh, it's kind of like a Sprite.
Yeah.
Without carbonation. It's like a Sprite. It's a lime flavor, and then all of a sudden, bam, this menthol hits you in the face.
Face.
Now, I drip it, but this menthol hit me in the face.
Yeah.
And
is it like Vicks Vapor Rub? Did it clear everything out when you
hit it? It's hardcore. Like, yeah. If you smoked Newports, you know, and you're vaping now, you will love this. I had some trouble with it.
It's cool, mild. without the mild.
Yeah, it was
it's cool Max.
Yeah, K-O-O-L. So if you're into menthol, this is definitely. I mean, it's not disgusting. It's light menthol, but. Yeah. It was hardcore.
Could you rub some on your chest, you think, to alleviate?
Well, you don't have to rub it on your chest. It's going in your chest.
And oh,
it's
yeah. That's even better than chest.
Coming out from the inside.
That's right.
Could you just blow it on Jason's chest?
Yeah, just blow some on me, please.
So
I'll gladly blow some on Jason's chest.
Now, Jason, we're going to give you the opportunity during this segment. If you want to make amends to someone on the show, we're going to give you that opportunity. Is there anybody that you want to make amends to?
Boy, how much time do you have, huh?
Well, it's only an hour, 2-3 hour show, whatever.
Boy, make amends. Blake, I guess I just have to apologize to you.
For what?
Just for the quality of my content over the 2 years. I hope you can accept my apology.
What I was really hoping and why I gave it a little bit of delayed time is because I was hoping that Brett would speak up because I think he's got some amends for me, but obviously that's not going to happen. So if you're into the menthol, definitely check out Amends. This one is my favorite, Character Defect. Not only is it my favorite flavor, but it's one of the things I had the biggest trouble with when I was in recovery and I was doing my steps, Character Defects. I don't think I have very many.
Yeah. Never want
that's
to take
a defect
look.
Itself.
Is that a character defect of yours?
You never want to look at the man in the mirror.
I'm dashingly good looking. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I would say a soda, one of the small soda cans, penis size. Mm-hmm. very witty, very funny. Mm-hmm. I don't need money. I don't have any, but I don't need it. So that's not a character defect because I know to live how to live life without it.
Frugally.
Yeah, you just frugal. Live your life.
Yeah. But this is the closest thing to a real strawberry that you will ever vape.
Yeah.
Now, we've had tons of strawberry flavors.
Yeah.
There's a difference between strawberry flavored like candy and real strawberries. Yeah. And I'm hitting on this right now. That's why you can't pick up the bottle because I have it over here.
Definitely.
When I say real strawberry, it does taste like a real strawberry. Like there's that bitterness to a strawberry, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's not a candy strawberry. If you're looking for a candy strawberry, that's not it. And this is probably my favorite one of the line because I have yet to taste a strawberry flavor like that.
Pass it over here. Let me.
Okay. All right.
We'll take a little whiff
like
on that.
Freshly picked strawberry.
Yes, it's like a fresh
vapor.
It's good.
A freshly picked strawberry.
Let him hit that shit.
Let me hit this shit, homie.
I've noticed most of the stuff I vape anymore is strawberry. Like it's my favorite, and I'm not a big fan of strawberries, the actual fruit, but.
You guys both really flavors. Like the fruity stuff.
Yeah, right? I like. Yeah, it's my favorite.
It does taste like a real strawberry, as opposed to like strawberry candy.
It does. It has that like really like. The fruit kick right there. That's not bad to say, but it's like, yeah, it's like,
yeah, you could smell it. Yeah.
It's not like just strawberry candy. And the last, I guess, do you want to go over any of your character defects, Scott? Do we want to do a session here, or are you good?
That's okay. Only one and a half.
Is that one right there?
That's it right there. Blow my
vape
right
douche.
In their face.
Vape douche. That's his.
That's
character
my character defect.
Defect.
Vape douche.
I will
douche.
Blow it in your face. And the last flavor is a humility. And Nani.
Yes.
When you hear humility, what comes to mind?
Embarrassing things.
Oh, no, that's incorrect. I know it's incorrect because I don't have any character defects. But humility is like, you know, owning up to when you're wrong.
It is.
You know, and saying I'm not, you know, I'm not perfect.
Yep.
I've never experienced this humility thing.
You know the definition, but that's about as far as it goes, right?
Yeah. Well, right.
You just got to man up and
Admit. Again, opportunity for Brett. Again. So amends, character defect, and humility. All you giving know, you opportunities right here, buddy.
Yeah, it's
on the spot, giving you opportunities to say that you made out with my
wife. There's
been
times in my life where I've been a home wrecking son of a bitch. And
you know
I hope someday I can own up to that.
Home wrecker.
Someday. No, it's not going to be tonight.
It's not going
to
be
don't
tonight.
Do it. I wouldn't ask it for you to have
this is about Recovery Sauce. It's not about you.
Right.
But Recovery Sauce is a sweet and sour blue raspberry candy with a hint of something special.
That's humility.
Did you? The hint of something special is humility.
Yeah.
We have had tons of blue razzes.
Oh, yeah.
This one's a little bit different. It does have that sour taste to it. What do you think the something special is?
I couldn't figure it out. I'm sorry. Recovery Sauce couldn't figure out your something special.
I think it's like a blue icy.
Mm.
Cumin, maybe? Cumin?
Cumin?
Yeah.
Cubans? Yes, human? There was definitely cubans.
Bits of human in it?
That's a
there was definitely bits of human cubans in
there. Recovery juices, people. Oh, Christ, it's people.
That, I want to see that. That's the headline for their review. Yeah. It's people.
It's people.
It's so,
cubans.
If you want to email Recovery Sauce, it's sales@recoverysauce.com. Or you can call them at 805-751-6090. I think it's okay for me to give that out because they can go to the website and
get
it.
Exactly. Go to Instagram and get it, too.
I'm looking at, you know, there's wholesale prices on here is all I have. So I don't have – but they do come in plastic or glass bottles for 15 milliliters. The 30 millers come – millers? The 30 millers.
Will come that's to your – That's how they bottle it. They Miller Lite bottles and fill it up with vape juice.
Yeah.
Happy recovery.
Yeah. the 30 mil unicorn bottles and then the 120 milliliters come in plastic bottles as well. So definitely check out Recovery Sauce, recoverysauce.com. The good folks sent it right over. They didn't even like.
No, they didn't even contact you back. You're like, I got this in the mail today.
Yeah. I was like, hey, so I don't even know how
Hey, Blake, guess what came in the mail today?
What?
These nuts.
Jesus Christ. I'm amazed.
Take a break.
I'm amazed that
you're on a podcast timeout right now.
I'm amazed. There's a lot of companies like we've done maybe, you know, 10 or 15 of these. Every company has come back and said, "Oh, you guys did a great job. It's entertaining, it's informative. You know, you do a great job." But you know that there's got to be that one or two people that are sitting there listening and going, this is probably not great for our campaign, but hey,
I tell you the one company that probably did that the one company that I sent it to, and he contacted us back, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm all about it, but I just want to see the podcast." And then we sent him links to the show, and they never contacted
us
back.
Radio silence.
He never contacted us back.
But listen,
he's like, "No,
maybe
thanks."
He just hasn't checked his email yet.
Yeah, right. Well, this is the way I look at it. Okay, we are reviewing vape companies,
yeah,
quality stuff.
Yes,
we're being serious about the, but we're having fun too.
Yeah.
You can't just sit there and go, "Today, we vaped on Recovery Sauce." Mm.
Well, how many people contact the show? Maybe we should try it that way. Yeah.
Wait, but then you should be on NPR.
Oh God! Thanks to Recovery Sauce, we enjoy it. Definitely check them out. Good cloud production, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yes. It's especially good when it's not in your face.
I'm sorry, Brett.
It's okay.
I'm so used to blowing
out. I have humility, so I can admit that.
I'm so used to blowing out of the side of my mouth, I don't really.
Just swallow it, man.
All right. Well,
I know you want that secondhand vape because it's full of all that carcinogens.
But
no, it's not.
Remember,
no, it's not.
Recovery Sauce, I'm with you guys. 13 years.
And like let's give a round of applause for 13 years.
Yeah. Good job.
Molly would say that I still have to work on some of this stuff.
13 minutes.
Huh?
I couldn't go 13 minutes. No.
Oh. That's where my heroin will do that to you. Heroin will do that to you. All right. I got to go change my cotton on this one. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, I think that usually takes Blake about, 12 to 15 minutes when he changes his cotton. So we'll have to come up with something to do in that time period. I don't know. You guys want to hear about when I became a Christian?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Well, I tell you what.
Was this before or after you got a haircut?
Hello. Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Is there a guy named Blake here?
He just left. We're doing a little something here. Can you just wait in the living room or something for us, please?
Well, I guess I can wait in the living room. He told me to meet him here.
Who did now? Blake
did? Yeah, Blake told me to meet him here.
How do you know him?
Oh, well, how do I know him? Well,
let me count the ways.
He's a lover. He's a lover.
He's a lover.
I know him to be a fighter, personally.
Are you who I think you are? Are you?
Scott, you know who this is?
Who is you?
Are you the person that he's addressing at the end of almost every single episode of IBWIP?
Well, yes, I'm Grandma.
Your grandma.
This is Grandma?
Yes.
Grandma Clayton?
Yeah. No.
Just Grandma.
Just Grandma.
Some have insinuated that it's Dustin's grandma.
Well.
Are you Dustin's grandma?
I'm not supposed to say anything.
Sorry, Dustin.
So it's just Grandma.
Cats
There's
out of the
no
bag,
first
Dustin.
Name or last name?
Just Grandma.
Just Grandma.
I really don't want to tell you my
Social Security number?
Grandson's name is Dustin.
Okay.
Well, if
so, not grandmama, just grandma.
No, that's not Italian.
Well, do you realize, grandma, that Blake has went into great graphic detail on your your escapades
about our physical relationship?
Yes,
Blake will just go into these weird diatribes about just saying weird stuff about grandmas, and I always thought it was like a joke.
Yeah, what he wants to do he's done to you.
He tells people all the things that we've done together.
He's roped Big E into it, which is me.
We're all talking to microphones. This is for prosperity.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you what all this is about. I thought he was a used car salesman.
Well, I don't know what he does on the side, but this is the show that he does, and he talks about you often. I just thought it was kind of a joke that he was doing, but you're a real person.
I've heard my grandson, Dustin, talk about this show.
Yeah?
He said he's on a show, and he says he does a very good show.
Sylvester Stallone.
It's pretty good.
Hey, yo, wolf face.
He must get it from you.
I think his is better, P. you just stick to being a droid. But, I'm kind of embarrassed. Should I be embarrassed? You're a female.
No,
what's your name?
Say,
you're gorgeous. Oh, you have
you.
Such beautiful...
Face.
Faces.
Faces, two
so
of them.
I was
three.
Just going to say, Grandma, as a fellow woman...
What size of bra do you wear?
I don't think she was going to say that.
Triple, quadruple, X5?
Yes. 5G.
I knew that was a size.
1-0-0. Oh my goodness.
No, what I was going to say is, as fellow women or
man. fellow species.
It's enough Bush Light.
You go, girl. You get that. You get that D.
You get that D.
You get that grand D.
You get that grand D.
Well, you know, okay, I guess. I mean, you guys all seem like cute kids.
Yeah.
I met Blake. He was emceeing a punk show once, and I love punk music. And actually, no, what happened was, I'll tell you the real story. I was just listening in earlier, but I was taking my grandson, Dustin, and I was taking him to work. He works at the record store.
Co-op records, right?
Right, and Blake was coming out of there, and he had a new issue of one of his favorite comic books. And I was like... OMG. That youngster is a fine piece of ass.
Did you know that your grandson Dustin and Blake were friends at the
time? I didn't know. I thought he was just a customer. So I rolled up in my Cadillac and I said, "Hey, you fella, come here." And he came over and we talked.
Well, you're bold, Granny.
Well, I'm 86 years old. I don't have a lot of time to be nibble-dibbling around.
True. Clock's ticking, buddy.
True that.
And since my husband died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Huh?
I'm sorry your husband passed.
What?
Your husband died?
Huh?
I'm sorry. Go ahead with your story.
Your husband. He passed.
Passed? Is he gone?
Oh, sorry. Sometimes I get a little missing.
Tinnitus?
Tonight, yeah. So
Alzheimer's.
But me and Blake went over to the Big R's, and we
Big
looked
R.
around. We just went around, and we're talking and looking at stuff. And
so he got in your car after you pulled up?
Well, yeah. We went over to Big R's, and... I found out that he knew Dustin, and I was kind of worried. I was like, well, maybe we shouldn't tell Dustin. Mm. And he's like, don't worry, I won't say nothing to him. And I said, okay, well, let's hit it. And we were in the camping section at Big R, so we went in one of those little tents, and Blake served me. I think that's how you kids say it.
Serviced you?
You?
Huh? He serviced you?
He licked my vagina.
Oh,
did he quit?
How is your... vagina at 86 years old.
Hey, how's it holding up?
He likes his meat down low. I'm sorry.
Well,
I think it's usually good after you get the cobwebs out of there and just kind of.
There's webs.
Well, I'm very active.
Very. Do you you do Kegels, don't you, Grandma?
Well, I do a lot of yoga, and to be honest with you, when I was 75, mm-hmm. I had my lips.
Vaginal lifted? Rejuvenation.
You had a lip lift. I had
like
lip
pumped lift. Up and lifted.
Yes, because mm-hmm. they were like roast
up
beefy
the jam.
Fat. But and I was just waiting for that one special someone, and I it was Blake, and he's amazing. He's truly amazing. But now I'm really worried about Dustin finding out. I didn't know Blake's been talking about it in front of him.
The proverbial cat's out of the bag.
Do you think he quit it after you hit it?
No, we
no,
spent
he'd
a
rather
lot of time
stay and
together.
Play.
We spent a lot of time together. We play canasta.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's mentioned this. He has mentioned the canasta.
And we play
shuffleboard.
Strip shuffleboard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does he?
I always lose.
Does he take you out on the town?
Yeah, but we...
Like
we,
in secret places?
Well, no. We go to supper at about 4:30.
Damn. Yeah. That's a good time.
You got to beat the rush, right?
Well, you want to get the half off.
Yeah.
That could be it, too.
The bottom half? Hi-yo.
Come on, Piggy.
I'm sorry.
Let's have a little touch. I'm your elder.
She's a lady.
Yes, I am a lady. But we go to supper, and then we've seen some movies together. Mm-hmm. You know, we go at 12:30 in the afternoon.
I know Blake likes to watch lots of movies on his cell phone. He has like a... I think the website he likes is like X-Hamster.
Yeah, you know what?
YouPorn.
Oh, yeah.
He showed me a video, and it was of an older lady and a younger man, and it was a situation where the older lady was the mom, and the kid was the boy.
Sure.
And she was showing him how to do sexual stuff, and he said, "Hey," he says, "Granny porn."
Oh, Gilf.
Granny Gilf.
And he said, "Hey." Gilf. Hey, he says, "Hey, Granny, do you want to try this?" And I said, "Sure." And so we went over to my house. I have a one-room efficiency apartment.
That's all I need.
And
do you have cats?
What?
Lots of cats, too, probably.
Oh, no. Cats are disgusting.
Oh, good.
And, you know, I pretended I...
Foul beast.
I pretended that I was his mommy, and I was checking him...
Checking him what?
Stop.
Granny, I do have to say something, though. So I'm here, you know, at Blake's house, and I went upstairs.
Believe me, buddy, we can see you're all
here. I went upstairs to use the bathroom. I think I found a pair of your granny panties in there, and I would just be very careful if you're trying to keep this a secret.
Because he's married, right?
He is married,
yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys know her?
Molly, yeah, she was just down here a little bit ago. It's actually,
I know
Brett
her
knows
quite
her.
Well.
Yeah, Brett is quite familiar with Molly.
Blake has told me that she has an alcohol problem.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but she.
I think she just pretends to have an alcohol problem so she can leave the house. I think she has a secret suitor that she meets.
Things must be pretty bad when you're pretending to have an alcohol problem.
Or pretty good.
Grandma, what do you think? Are things pretty bad? Where she pretends to have an alcohol problem?
Well, not pretty bad with me. I think he's amazing.
What kind of future the two of you have? Is he just going to wait this out till you die in the next few weeks, or what?
We don't talk about the future. We just talk about today, right now,
living for now.
And I tell him stories about when you know we had a one room schoolhouse and
World
stuff.
World War
One, World War One. He likes those stories.
That one out at Grand Prairie, or not at Grand Prairie, but Wildlife Prairie Park. Is that the one room school house that you went to?
No, I lived in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Like New Orleans.
Did you say New Orleans?
Yeah, New Orleans.
Yeah. New Orleans, yeah.
That's where all the whores come
from. One room whorehouse.
So what do you do with this? What do you guys decide?
I honestly think that Blake is using you for your one room efficiency.
Oh, wow.
Like, hoping that you're going to pass away, and then...
Do you think he's going to try to move in there?
And your social security.
I really think he wants to inherit that electric stove.
Yeah.
Sounds like a song.
Yeah, why don't you sing that for me?
Why don't you write that one, Brett?
Isn't that a song on your new album, Brett? You got a song about an electric stove?
I do. I was once involved with a temptress.
Yeah.
Who had an electric stove.
So you've been down the same road that Blake's been down.
A good old rusty electric
stove. Well. It's more like a dead end road.
So can we talk about how it did end with you?
You know.
It's okay, buddy.
I got the stove.
Oh, Jesus.
I got the stove.
Wasn't
you
worth
ended
it.
Up with
but
the
she
stove.
Left with my heart.
Oh.
She baked it.
You know,
at 4:25,
she broiled it.
She
flame broiled it
like an overcooked.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know what? It's kind of funny because I see that Nani. I see you have some beautiful tattoos on you, and I just recently got a new tattoo for Blake.
Oh, is it? Where is it at? In a very discreet place.
It's right above where my lips start. Sarah Spitz.
I'm looking right at your face. I don't see any tattoos.
Your new plumped lips.
My vagina lips.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Vagina lips.
What is your tattoo of?
His name.
Oh, that's so, that's a that I'm, is I'm his that's a killer. That's a.
I hear his bitch.
God damn it! Shut up, everybody.
Isn't
now
his
I gotta
real
tell
name?
My joke. Now I'm his property. See there? It's not funny now because
y'all fucking danced over it.
Is it his real name, or do you have like a nickname for him?
call him Scooter.
No. Nope.
Why would you call him that, Grandma?
Because he scoots me across the floor from pounding me so hard.
On her hover round.
He hovers you around the room.
You really
explore all the space in that efficiency apartment.
Takes you to the Grand Canyon on the hover round.
You guys are sick. But I'm really worried about Dustin finding out about this.
He will definitely find out because he listens to the program regularly and he is a part of the program.
Why would he listen to this program?
I think he's on his way here now because he's so happy for you two.
Oh,
you know what? Maybe if we just tell Dustin, he'll support us and he'll be happy for us and he'll be happy about the new life that
I think Molly will support you and be happy.
Who? Who's Molly?
Oh,
that's Blake's wife, and Molly. I think honesty is the best policy.
Mm-hmm. And Brett's
lover.
Well, what a tangled web, huh?
Do you think Blake will man up and ask Dustin for your hand in marriage?
You never know. I can only hope.
Uh-oh. Is there something you haven't told Blake?
A woman.
No.
Okay.
I just slip up sometimes. What time? Oh, my God. You know what? That Madlock is on. I got to get going. But can you guys just tell Blake I came by? And don't tell Dustin I came over here.
We won't. We'll keep on the deal.
My lips are sealed.
It was a pleasure meeting you all.
I didn't think you were a real person, Grandma. It is very nice to meet you.
Do you think Big E is texting his grandma?
Yes.
I do. I do think that.
Yes.
Uh oh.
I think he was gonna take her. They were gonna eat out.
Oh, I wouldn't even go there. You were setting me up. Okay, I gotta go watch Madlock.
I had to do what Dustin does.
Take care. Call your wife.
Take care, Grandma. Bye.
Hop on the phone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Grandma.
Wow, Big E, I know you listen to this show.
Grandma.
Oh.
I just wanted to let you know that when you were on the show tonight, I think I might have to steal you away from Blake. There's some things I want to do to you, Grandma.
Okay, well, I didn't just walked into that.
Took you forever to change that cut.
Yeah, all right. We just waited in silence while you were gone.
No, I'll just edit it up. That's fine.
You had a visitor.
A visitor?
While you were gone.
Molly came back from the bar?
No. It was... you know the woman you're always talking to at the end of the show, and sometimes sporadically in the middle of the show, Grandma? Didn't know that was a real person. She was sitting right here.
Right here in the flesh.
I smelled her. She was looking for you. Oh, why would she be looking for me? That's weird. That's crazy.
First of all, stop playing
dumb.
Are you sure
she wasn't looking for Dustin?
She told us everything, okay?
She had just taken her medication. She was real talkative.
Everything. She was, you know what? That's the best time is when she's just done taking her medicine.
She told us about her vaginal rejuvenation.
Yes.
I'm trying to wreck it.
Did they do a good job?
You're trying to break it, Ralph?
Thanks. I'm glad you stayed with me. That was a good one, too. Let's try it again.
Yeah, she told us it was like, just like much.
She told us about her vaginal rejuvenation.
Yeah, I'm trying to wreck that.
Like Ralph?
Wow, so. Oh, shit. Dustin's
grandma. I mean,
Dustin listens to every episode. What are we going to do?
Dustin doesn't keep track of which episodes he's on, so he listens to all of them. So he will hear it.
You will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So you better come clean before this one comes out.
All right. I'll send him a text message.
I'll go tell Molly.
You do that.
Hey, but I just want to say, Blake, I mean, for 85. Your old lady.
She was every bit of 95.
Yeah.
Can I say this, Blake?
Good work. That's all I got to say.
You got to look past the wrinkles. You got to look at the inner person. She's a sweetheart. Mm. She can play a hell of a game of canasta.
Mm. What the fuck is canasta?
It's a card.
I don't know.
I just take my clothes off and throw cards at her.
She doesn't have her reading glasses on, so she can't tell.
Right. I just say, you win, honey.
What's coming up on the show?
So, for any grandmas out there, Episode 208, Taco Supreme, is now available. Episode 209, Hootie and the Blowfist, is also now available. Episode 211, our next episode, inevitably titled Finger Blast from the Past, or in Blake's case, the Future, will be available on Friday, August 14th.
I mean, when you finger an old lady like that, it probably is like a from the past, right? It's like a fingering a time machine.
Yeah.
Is that right?
You could reach in there and...
Oh, if this vagina could talk,
I pull out the first draft of the Constitution or something out of there.
There's a lot of candle wax. There's a lot of candle wax in there. I have a feeling that, you know, back in the day, they didn't have dildos. They just used candlesticks that they made themselves. Because there's a lot of candle wax.
Corn cobs.
I get it underneath my nails. Yeah. Candle wax.
Yeah.
But hey, she seems to like it.
Good.
She's like...
She's probably experienced a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. She's taught me tons of stuff. I mean, to be honest with you, me and Molly's sex life is a lot better now. Because of it. Because I've learned a lot of things. I've learned what a woman really wants.
What a girl wants.
What a girl needs.
Good to know. Good to know.
A lot of things. And there's a lot of places.
Stuff and things.
Well, I also don't want you to forget that August is Romance Awareness Month. Romance means something different for everyone. For me, it's a stolen glance, a peck on the cheek, hands brushing against each other, a handy in the movie theater. Who says romance is dead? Also, Sunday, August 9th is Book Lovers Day. Hey, whatever a man and a book do behind closed doors is none of my business.
That's fine.
Just don't wave it in front of my face. And also, don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, or my mom will be so mad at me. Also, if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, tell a friend if you have any, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, you can sit on a tack. That sounds like something Grandma would say. Yeah.
Well,
just sit on a tack.
Go sit on a tack.
Sit on a tack. Just
Blake, sit. You can't get it up tonight. Go sit on a tack.
God damn you. She's
you know, sucker playing canasta.
You know what my grandma says? I never understood. She goes, she's like, she'll be like, instead of staying like, oh shit, she'll be like, oh, piss up a rope.
I've never understood. Because it gets back on you.
I guess so.
Grandma likes me to piss on her.
Oh, she likes Jesus.
She's
laying
oh. She likes the
she's
piss
a
from
freak
your
grandma.
Rope.
Why do you guys get all pissed off about that?
She's like, oh, dirty.
Get your rope and piss on me.
She's such a dirty whore.
She calls my dick a rope.
Yeah.
It's the only way that 85-year-old woman can have an orgasm is by you pissing on her.
Piss on you, Grandma.
Whatever keeps
she's like,
ticking.
It's fine. My Depends will just soak it up.
Oh. And with that, folks, we must go around the room and say goodbye to everyone before the Coalition for the Elderly come and somehow banned us.
Yeah.
Big E. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Your robot impression is immaculate.
Is it spot on?
It is spot on.
Yeah. I've been working on it.
It doesn't even look like it's digitally enhanced at all.
It's flawless.
Pretty good.
Could you do that for us right now?
No. I save that for the skits.
Okay. All right.
Pam. Well,
thank you, sir, very much for being on the show. Brett Conlon, it is always a pleasure. I kind of feel sad because, you know, you came last week and you came this week, and I know that you can't come three times in a row.
No. Two is my limit. And then I usually have to, like, just take, like, a 5-10-minute nap.
That's it?
Yeah. And then usually...
I make Molly wait, like, 3 days.
Usually by that time, Nani's asleep.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no, you need to wake back up.
And that third nut is...
Wait, what are we talking about?
But then, I mean, by that time, it's like you had this huge thing where you're like, oh, God, I'm going to come. And then, like, there's nothing.
Nothing comes out.
Like a drop.
It's just like...
It just hurts.
Like, yeah, I'm going to blow it all over you.
It just...
Oh, no, never mind. It's just like a little drop left in there.
She's like, go ahead. Oh, nothing. Great.
I know it's only going to dribble down the shaft.
Yeah. Right.
It's the third time.
Hey, let me get this shred of a paper towel and clean it up.
You know what? I'll just use my fingernail. Hey, Nani.
Yes.
Hashtag Nani. Did you have fun?
Sorry.
You're
yes,
laughing.
I did.
You're laughing because this experience just happened not too long ago?
She's still laughing at how pathetic my third nut is.
Yeah, I'm laughing at the little scribbles of a paper towel.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I had a lot of fun.
You should be pretty... you should feel good about yourself because you can get him to do it three times. One time for me, I'm already asleep before Molly comes back into the bedroom. Actually, one time she said, you better be awake when I come back in. I had to sit up because I was like, I will go to sleep.
That is love. Huh? I'm glad that you made that effort.
Yes.
Most guys would just go to sleep.
Yeah, but I love her. I love her. I don't want her to feel like a cheap piece of meat.
Even though she's got an alcohol
problem.
Just want
to make her feel like a cheap whore.
Right.
He loves her because of her alcohol problem, not despite it.
I love her because of her character defects. Jason, the man who knows too much.
I don't know about that.
God, how much? You've been drinking some alcohol this evening.
I'm not feeling it. I had this taco box on the way over here.
Are you feeling that?
Yeah. Oh no, I have a BM, a Bruin. There's gonna be I'm gonna punish the porcelain when I get
he
home.
He sees a bad moon horizon.
Was it the $5 special? Granny's Taco Box.
It's really Granny's good Taco deal. Box. It's like three different burrito things and a drink for $5. You can't beat that. So the alcohol is not really having a lot of effect on me tonight.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. I apologize. I didn't know that Granny was going to come in. And again, having these people on the show, you think, oh, you know, they're good, outstanding citizens. Yeah. They have great conversation. Mm-hmm. You turn the mics on, everybody acts like a fucking idiot.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I apologize for that. RecoverySauce.com. Check them out. And thank you, everybody. And let's do a little mystery tag, and we'll head on out of here.
You get to a point in your life where you really start taking inventory of what matters. Unfortunately, this podcast made the list.
That's good stuff.
Good night, everybody. Peace, Pop, Microdot.
That's a good show.
Clean like up those granny panties out of your bathroom.
Yeah.
You left granny panties in your bathroom.
Is that what your that was that the cotton you used for your wick then?
Oh shit.
Grandma.
Oh shit.
I don't care what happens, we're gonna make it through this together. If Dustin has a problem with it, you can tell him to fucking go suck an egg. We can go live at Brett's house.
Full time.
And when I can't do it more than once. Are you there?
You guys can come. I've got one of those high-rise toilet seats for Grandma.
Oh, do you got one of those special tubs?
Do you think we should try to tag team her?
I think if we get her in the walk-in tub, you know, you can just trail her right over the door.
Is it like a
swing her back and forth?
It's like one of those jacuzzi tubs because she really likes those jacuzzi. She likes bubbles on her skin.
It's like that, but it's got a door on it.
No, it's just a safety tub. I'm sorry.
Back and forth.
Where did you
get it? She goes once and her mouth hits you, and then back, and then her bottle hits me.
Where did you get that tub? Why is that tub in your house?
Grandma, she's not the first granny that's come over to visit.
Oh. And Brett can't drink his beer and stand up in the shower.
Hey, have you ever seen Nani's grandma?
I seen her mom, so I just imagine her mom. Like,
is her mom
30 years older?
So if we hold out for a while, do we have a chance at her mom? Do I have a chance at her mom?
I think so.
Cool.
I think
that. Does a lot of the characters, the physical characteristics run in the family?
Yes.
Any specific characteristics?
Her nose. I love her nose.
And great shoulders.
Hey, Nani's mom. I know right now you're too young for me. But if you just hold on and keep that ticker healthy. I don't really care.
She does yoga.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, we're going to do the downward dog. Yes, I've never fucked an 80-year-old woman in a downward dog.
Very limber.
Is she? God, maybe I should just dump Dustin's grandma.
Go straight for
30 years.
I mean, what?
Is your mom single? Now. Is your mom single?
No.
Okay. Why? I have to kill your father. I'm going to kill your father.
No, his mom is God.
I don't think you like him anyway. Did he ever give you a gondola?
That's wrong.
Boy, on
so many levels.
I think if we could get Mama, Nani Mama, and Grandma all in the same room.
That's the name of this episode.
As you just named it, Brett.
Nani Mama.
Nani Mama.
Can we call her right now?
She's
I don't care if she's in bed.
It's only 10:24. She's got to be.
She's probably having a night glass of wine.
Oh, let's call her definitely.
Yeah, little nightcap.
She's in Omaha. They're an hour behind us.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah,
why would you live there? Is that where you're from?
No. Warren Buffett lives there. They showed me his house when we were there.
Who's Warren Buffett?
He's like the richest motherfucker ever.
Oh.
And why are we still whispering?
And Lady Gaga's boyfriend used to live there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They wrote a song about it.
Let's go back.
Want to hear it? Here it goes.
I think we're losing focus. We got to go back to fucking Nani's mom. Dustin, I'm dumping your grandma tomorrow.
One time, I was looking at Nani's phone, and she posted a picture. It was all sweet for Mother's Day. Like, oh, love my mom. And I was like, hey, your mom's fucking hot.
Then what did she say when you said that? Was she cool with it?
She just kind of... She got really excited. We had a lot of sex after that.
Really? That's weird. Fucked up.
That's wrong.
I just noticed by the fact that she slapped you in the arm that that's what really happened. So if
that Nani, usually happens no matter what.
If Nani likes to get naughty a lot, her mom probably does too. I gotta kill her father. I have to do it.
That old man's gotta die. Do you ever remember your parents like just disappearing a lot when you were a kid?
Did they ever did they ever throw three quarters out of the backyard and tell you you can't come in until you get all four?
No.
So I gotta somehow dump. I gotta somehow dump Dustin's grandma. He's gonna be pissed because I think he wanted me as his grandpa.
Yeah, but you're willing to move to Omaha. I think if you just you could go for the stakes.
Two in the pink and one in the stink. That's called the grandma.
There's a song.
Where'd Jason go? Jason thinks this is really wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a song about the Shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that your mom?
Dustin knows.
It's Steel Justice or something.
No, Steel Panther.
Steel Panther.
Dustin knows it
Steel,
well.
Steel Justice is a biker kid.
Yeah. Two of the pink and one in the stink.
Okay, so how do I get rid of Dustin's grandma?
I think if you just maybe call her. And tell her she's got an AARP discount.
Okay. Just throw her to Jason.
I'm gonna call her real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Chi-Chi Baca here.
It is Chi-Chi Baca.
Okay, well, I think. Okay. Grandma.
Dustin?
No, this isn't Dustin, it's Blake.
Oh, yeah, it's Blake.
Hey, I got some bad news.
Yeah.
She sounds different over the phone.
Way different.
I think we should stop seeing each other.
That sounds ridiculous, Blake.
It sounds ridiculous.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm fast asleep right now.
I know
it's past my bedtime.
I think she took her teeth out.
No.
Definitely.
But listen, Grandma, I want Dustin to keep being on the show, and I'm afraid that if he knows I'm fucking the hell out of you, he won't want to be on the show anymore, and he'll get super mad.
Just be sure to let him down nice and easy, Blake.
I'm supposed to be letting you down nice and easy.
I thought.
I'm so proud of you. You answered the phone. I know you had a lot of trouble, and you.
I'm so tired.
Okay, well, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to break up with you now, and then real quick, I'm going to call Nani's mom, okay?
Oh, come on. You can't say that to her.
I understand.
So much for taking her down slow and easy.
All right. Hey, Grandma. Grandma.
Be away by a younger lady.
Grandma, fuck you. Goodbye.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Okay, hey, hold on.
You're still my little sweetheart.
Okay, we're going to call Nani's mom.
Hello?
Hey, Nani's mom.
Hi, yeah? Hey, who is this?
This is Blake. Do you know who I am?
Let me see. Blake. No, she really hasn't talked about you.
That's surprising. Well, I'm friends with her boyfriend, Brett Conlon, the famous...
Oh, yes, yes. We love Brett.
You're lying. It's fine. Anyway, I was talking to Nani,
mm-hmm.
and she said that you would probably want to fuck me.
Oh, hold on, I gotta go into another room.
Okay, yeah, do that. Hey, do that for sure.
Okay, so...
How old are you?
Oh.
How old are you?
You never ask a woman her age.
It's really important to me. Because I just broke up with my girlfriend.
Okay.
Who's 83.
Oh, I'm definitely not 83, Blake.
Okay, how long until your body... looks like an 83-year-old woman.
It's going to probably be like another, I don't know, 25, 30 years.
Jesus, I've got to do something about this.
So.
Hey, could you go lay out in the sun every day?
I like to lay out in the sun, but I really don't want to lay out in every day because I like to keep my skin young and fresh.
I want it really leathery and wrinkly. Do you smoke?
No.
Okay, you need to smoke every day, all day.
I've never smoked. One time when I was 13.
One time when you were 13?
But that was it.
Ugh. Anyway, so when are we going to have sex? Are you married?
I am married.
I'm going to have to kill your husband.
Oh. Well,
isn't it hot? Isn't it hot? I'm going to kill your husband.
I guess. My husband, though, he's a pretty big man.
I don't care. I have no character defects.
Do you like wine, Blake?
No, I don't drink anymore.
Oh, okay.
But I like.
Do you mind if I have a glass or two?
No, the more the better.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I'm gonna start driving tonight.
It's gonna take you about 7 hours.
That's fine. I got all the time in the world.
But I have one request.
Okay.
I need you to stop at the world's largest truck stop for me.
Oh, I've been there.
Okay, there's this man named Bob, I think.
Does he spell it forwards or backwards? God, I wish my friend Jason was here. He's really good at one-liners. He doesn't want any part of this.
Bring Jason, too.
Do you know this episode is going to be 6 hours? Oh, Jesus. Hey, Jason, are you still here?
No, but Bob, you need to go pick up Bob, okay?
Okay. Hold on, my friend Jason's going to get on. We're on the shared line.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
This is Nani's mom.
Nani's mom? Hey, what's up?
We're going to fuck
Jason.
Her.
Oh, good. I've been wanting to fuck a lady. How old are you?
You never ask.
A woman her age.
It's really
age.
Important to me.
I'm sorry. You just don't.
Do you know who I am?
Batman?
Yeah, that's fine. Batman. If that gets the job done, that's fine.
Okay, so we're picking up Bob and we're bringing him?
Yeah, pick up Bob. Ignore what he has in his suitcase. Okay.
How am I going to know it's him?
Bob is going to be... The man by the truck.
Okay, it's the world's largest.
Yeah.
It's the world's largest truck stop.
I assume there's only going to be one man by one truck.
Hey, Nani's mom.
But Bob Nani's is mom. Bob is Russian.
That narrows it down.
Not a lot of Russian truck drivers.
Named Bob.
Will he have a rose in his lapel?
Yes.
Will he have three fingers?
No.
Two in the pink and one in the stink.
Oh.
It's called the shocker.
Oh, we're collecting something from this guy named Bob.
Yeah, I think so.
Just grab him and grab the suitcase.
Grab him and the suitcase or just
yes.
the suitcase?
Him and the suitcase.
Yes. Okay.
He needs to get here fast.
Okay.
We can do that.
This is more about him than us, though. That's the problem.
No, that's fine.
Hold on. Hey, Nani's mom?
Yes.
I got another friend. He's our security agent. Hold on. Let me.
I'll pass the phone over to him. Here you go.
Okay.
Security? Whoa.
Hey, Biggie, you there?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to fuck.
You're going to fuck Nani's mom?
Yeah. She's cool. She's cool.
Hey, Nani's mom.
Hi.
How's it going?
So you do security?
Yeah. I'm a big guy.
Hey, Biggie.
Yeah.
You're getting into my territory. I gotta hang up on you.
Damn it.
But I hung up on you. How did you say damn it? Anyway, hey, Nani's mom.
Yes. Okay. So are you leaving now?
Yeah, I'm leaving now. I'm gonna go to the world's largest truck stop.
It's on your way.
I'm gonna pick up the suitcase from Bob. I'm not bringing him with me.
Mm-mm.
He's Russian. He's got three fingers, and he's gonna be standing by a truck.
Yes.
Okay. What's in the suitcase?
That I can't tell you.
Okay. Okay. So I get there with a suitcase, and then we'll fuck.
Maybe.
Hey, you know what? That's close enough for me. I'll see you later.
Don't ever place this on Facebook. Because my mom's
on
Facebook.
Don't do that as a promo, please.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.